It's from the Rookery End, a special one today, because Jason's at a wedding in Ireland. His first return to Vicarage Road in many a year, my dad, Dan. So we've just been to see Plymouth 0, Watford 1. Fantastic win for Watford. Came with a goal quite soon into the second half from Heider Helgeson. It wasn't a pretty goal, but it got there in the end. So, Dad, you saw Watford play at Chelsea against a big Premier League side. How did you take Watford today overall?
Well, Watford weren't playing in anywhere near the same style, purely because, one, they wanted to win because of their league position. Secondly, they didn't have a team like Chelsea. Even though they were depleted at the time, they could call on all sorts of players that were world class.
You look at Plymouth today, I would say, out of all the teams, you know, Reading are the only team we've not seen at Vicarage Road this year. Plymouth were the worst team, better than Peterborough, worse than Peterborough, should I say, that we've had here at Vicarage Road all season. Yeah. All the players, you kind of say, anywhere, any players in particular kind of stood out for you?
Yeah. Well, not individual players, first of all. What I felt Watford did, they warmed into the game. Initially, I think Nerves played a part, big part. Gradually warmed into the game, and when they put the ball on the ground and started to play it along the ground, they got more out of the game, more chances.
It's what we've been saying all season.
As opposed to long balls, when they would bounce higher, it gives the defenders, even if they may not be good like Plymouth, a chance just to nod the ball away or kick the ball away. But the players that stood out today, starting from the back, was the American guy, short hair.
Jay Demerit.
I thought he was very strong, and often he was on his own to the extent that he could handle himself amongst their players, even two of them at a time. So he played well, and there was a another guy that played alongside him.
Dale Bennett. Yes.
West Indian type guy that actually played a big part in defence as well, because although he wasn't the tallest player, he could get over the top, stretching very well and getting the ball away, so not giving them chances.
His second full game he played for Watford after the West Brom game, and I thought his positional play and almost his energy and his like quickness is kind of a really nice thing about it.
Yeah.
Midfield,
which is very good in defence, I might
say.
Yeah. Quickness does make a lot of difference. He was quicker than the American guy on his feet. But midfield, number 28,
Johnny Eustace. Man of the match for me?
He was someone that actually became the man of the match, although I would put the others very close behind him.
Mm-hmm.
As the game went on, he settled more in the middle to actually make the play, in other words. And he did this. He even, to an extent, dropped back near the end when there was a certain amount of panic coming into the air because Watford wanted to win this.
Yeah, I think we went 6-3-1 or something like that near the end of the game.
Now, the other player that I thought was very good, unfortunately, he was many times on his own, was number 10.
Danny Graham. Super Danny Graham.
Yeah, but he is a classy player. A good footballing brain, not the fastest player in the world, unfortunately, but he was on his own a bit too much as and when he got the ball.
He ran his socks off.
So as a result of getting the ball and having good opportunities, he had to really make them himself.
Yeah.
And he really did a good job at that, at least, against a relatively weak defence. But I think with the right player alongside him, or a couple of players thinking with him, there could have been a few more goals in the air. I don't mean high up,
I'm talking about
in the atmosphere.
So, a fantastic win. Scunthorpe lost, Wednesday lost, Palace lost. That takes up to 19th in the league. Still got that game in hand. A week off now, the first week off the players have had for about 5-6 weeks. And we got a away trip to Leicester next Saturday. And I think a draw will be a fantastic thing for us to do there. We're going to sign off. We're not doing it from the Rookery End, actually. We're doing this from Oxy Park, which is lovely. Hence the children you could hear in the background. What?
Just one last thing.
Thing.
20 seconds.
When I actually look at games, whether it be boys or men or professionals, it's a team that are on the ball, and when I say that, when the ball comes to a particular spot on the ground, maybe to another player, they've got to be there at that split second, not wait until a player's got it and then try to get it.
Well, okay, we're going to run out of time.
If they do that... More